The owners at Royal Capital Plaza have been fighting to stop construction of a second 400-foot high-rise on the old Honolulu Advertiser site. Their latest petition sought to challenge approval of the 801 South Street project. Hawaii Community Development Authority Executive Director Tony Ching.
The authority is not permitted to grant petitioner the relief it seeks. So it is our recommendation, Chair and members, that you deny this permit based on those particular reasons.
The HCDA board unanimously voted down that request, which came as no surprise to Royal Capital Plaza resident Louise Stevens. But she says there are pending issues that must be resolved for the state circuit court.
Our rights weren't being considered. The historical preservation report was not done. Architectural report was not done. So it's a major concern to us and all of Kaka'ako for future developments.
Executive Director Ching says a stop work has been issued and steps are being taken to comply with the court's guidance.
The developer is working with the State Historic Preservation Division to address that archaeological inventory survey and other procedures be conducted. And it's our belief that the developer is working to accomplish just that.
But Sharon Moriwaki from Kaka'ako United says seven buildings were approved last year with little or no public input, and 37 more are about to use the same process.
Everything is an executive session. The community is just kept in the dark constantly, and this is our land, our home, and we don't know anything about what's happening until after the fact.
Meanwhile, construction continues on the first 801 South Tower, with occupancy scheduled for June 2015. Ryan Harada is a principal with developer Downtown Capital LLC.
We're up to like the 39th floor. It's a 46-story building. We'll probably top off at the end of August. So really exciting time for that first building.
The HCDA also denied a request by Imperial Plaza resident Edwin Johnson, who opposes construction of the HCDA-approved 803 Waimanu Street midrise. Johnson stood at the corner of Kauai'ahau and Cook Streets and says the 65-foot-tall residential building with 153 units will overtax the area's old sewage system.
This line was built in, I believe, 1899. There's holes, there's radial fractures, and right at that sewer manhole right there, we've got raw effluent from Imperial Plaza even going down into the ground here.
Johnson has 30 days to take his case to state circuit court, which he vows he will do.
Sometimes one voice makes a difference, yeah? I'm an architect. I want to see things done right. I care about the community. And if I have to pay for it myself, I will.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.